You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Scott in the house. I know, you know what? I think Kyle got mad. Okay, remember last week with Donovan? And we were talking about the whole Happy Days lawsuit and how Potsy and Ralph the Mouth wanted royalties and dividends. And so I told Donovan that I think he should get a cut of any of the Dr. Dahlia DVD if we ever do a TV show, right? And I know one of you was concerned about Kyle, and we said let's cut him out. I think he heard. I didn't think he listened to the show either. I know who does. So Scott's here. So I know I gotta eat some crow. I'll find Kyle and I'll eat some crow. I know the only problem is now that Scott heard that, we gotta kind of, you know, cut him in if we ever do a Dr. Dahlia TV show and have him on the cover of the DVD. You know, honestly, I really don't get why the whole Happy Days thing was that big a deal. I mean, to me, Happy Days was the Fonz, Richie Cunningham, and then the Joni Loves Chachi spinoff. Other than that, I really don't remember much. And some cool music, because I love the 50s music. I don't think Potsy, right, was the star of the show, but he probably needs some money. What are you going to do? All right, but yeah, I don't know where Kyle is, so I hope he's not mad. You know, you really don't want to tick off Kyle. You really don't. But you know what? Scott looks cool. And as long as Scott is getting in on the dough, I think we'll have a good show. All right. Yeah, my boy is doing well. Thank you guys for asking. Remember my son stepped on one of my stiletto heels and it went up into his foot. And it wasn't just stepping on it. He was running in a full gallop when it went up in there and twisted. And so, you know, I had a big meaty hole, and we sewed him up and cleaned it out. And then, you know, the second day he swelled up and it looked all infected. And, you know, we freaked out about, you know, flesh-eating bacteria. But, you know, he was on antibiotics from the beginning, and he healed. And pretty soon stitches come out. But I thought it'd be a good idea. Well, anything I do on the show, I think is a good idea, with the exception of when we go into beans. That's always hard because we have a horrible sound that the engineer can't control out of the computer whenever we talk about beans. But anyway, I thought it's a good idea. Let's talk about some foods that help wound healing, because I don't know about you all, but now when I get cut, it takes forever to heal. And I don't smoke. I don't smoke. I don't do anything different, which is probably what my problem is. I eat the same way I've always eaten. And as we age, we probably need to get more foods, you know, that have vitamin C and vitamin A. So really quickly, we're going to just talk about nutrition very quickly, very quickly. Okay, come on, really, we can't talk about nutrition. Come on, it'll be super fast. I know everybody wants to talk about Obamacare still. I gotta tell you, I thought more people would want the more medical nutrition stuff, but we got a lot of concerns because I guess the Drudge Report came out saying 83% of doctors want to quit because of Obamacare. But just quickly, can we talk about the nutrition, please? Okay, so foods that'll help your wounds heal. This is really important. Number one is you want foods rich in vitamin A. Cleveland Clinic, Live Strong, New York City Department of Aging. There's all these sources out there that are really, really good that kind of review this. But foods high in vitamin A are like your carrots, your spinach, your collards, your kale, your apricots, your mango, your squash, the yellow squash, sweet potatoes. Usually your foods that are kind of orangish, deep yellow, have good sources of vitamin A. Vitamin A do help wounds that heal and help prevent infections. And of course, vitamin C. We've been really loading my son up on vitamin C. Of course, your oranges, your grapefruits, your lemons, your strawberries, your kiwis, your peppers. Everybody forgets that your red and green peppers are very high in vitamin C. Potatoes, especially sweet potatoes, high in vitamin C. Tomato, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, please. I'd rather have a V8 than have to sit there and eat cauliflower and kale. Remember, you need collagen. Collagen helps form the lattice of which you can, I don't want to say scar, but you heal. You need your collagen. And vitamin C helps produce collagen, as well as prevent infection, fight off infection, etc. Zinc, foods high in zinc, like your red meat, asparagus, shrimp, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, broccoli. Zinc also helps support the immune system. Of course, protein. You need the protein. Right, as you heal up and you close up, you need your protein. And then, of course, you know, whenever we do take care of a wound, I always get asked, Dr. Dahlia, do I soak? Do I not soak? If you had a deep hole or you have a wound that can get dirty, of course, double check with your doctor. You do soaks. However, your surgical wounds, many times, like if you come out of surgery having a hysterectomy, you don't really need to soak. It depends on the type of wound. Your dirtier wounds, like for example, whenever I take out a toenail, when you have an ingrown toenail and I have to do a partial toenail removal or a matrixectomy, etc., and you kind of have a hole in there, I would tell you to soak to help keep it clean. And you could just soak in warm water. You could put Epsom salt in there. You could put vinegar in there, etc. But many times people make the mistake of always keeping the wound closed up. And they keep the wound covered for 10 days. Now I have to take the stitches out, let's say in 10 days, and it's too soggy, wet, it didn't dry. So with my son, and boy, does he hate his mama because of her shoe and because I'm, you know, obviously, you know, taking care of his wound. I've been having him stay off his feet, elevate his foot when it was swollen, and make sure air gets to it. And it is amazing how this hole that got put together and he had, you know, kind of chunks missing and abraded have healed up. And we're at the, we're coming into the 10-day mark. And thank God, of course, we prayed because we were scared. It was a big, nasty wound. I mean, you know, and these heels, thank heavens. It wasn't the thicker heels. You see, me, I'm not as petite as I used to be. Do I sound petite? Yeah, I must sound petite. And so, you know, I really was gutsy trying to wear these little stiletto heels. So those are the ones. But imagine if I had one of my big boot heels. That would have been absolutely horrible. So anyway, foods that help heal deep cuts. Again, get your vegetables in, your broccoli, your vitamin C, your orange and green. The oranger and greener the vegetable, the better. You can't go wrong. All right, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. Please don't go away. And Android users, download the Android app. It's free, so you could be listening if you miss any part of this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back on. All right, nap over. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When I was away on vacation, I did listen to the show, because you could listen to the show on XM. And the show does not put you to sleep. Who's been saying that my show puts you to sleep? I was wide awake when I was listening to my show. It did not put me to sleep. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. Now, yeah, I can understand if I talk like this, and I talk like this. That could put you to sleep. But that's not the purpose of the show. So whoever has been, you know, dissing on my show, telling everybody that it puts you to sleep, wrong. We're going to have to later in this hour talk about some of these shark attacks and these shark sightings and review what you all should do if you're, you know, swimming and a shark comes up to you. No, Dr. Dolly is not an expert on shark attacks, but it's good material for the show. I mean, if you all want to stay awake, you know, shark subjects are always pretty exciting. All right, really quickly here. Drudge Report comes out with their big headline. I'm going to be on the John Phillips show tomorrow, KABC, talking about this. John Phillips does have a sexy voice. I know. 83% of doctors have considered quitting over Obamacare. Now, I know many of you are so sick of the Obamacare subject after the Supreme Court ruling, but look, things are still unfolding, and my job is to keep you abreast of that. I know many of you can't stand the word abreast. I can't stand the word abreast either. It doesn't make sense for someone to just have one breast, but my job, it's in my contract to keep people abreast. So I'm supposed to help you all, I guess, have a breast. Anyway, 83% of American physicians, I know, you want to know why Scott's here? I just found out he got busted. He got in trouble, and they demoted him temporarily, and his punishment is to cover the Dr. Dahlia show. See, Kyle, you know, had to leave to make Scott do his punishment. So, Scott, I don't know how many days Scott's got to do it, but already you can see him crying in the back. All right, so take it easy on Scott. He just got to finish his punishment out. All right, here we go. 83% of American physicians, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, have considered leaving their practices over the health care reform law. Only 83%? Wow. What's this other 17% plan on doing? All right, this is the Doctor-Patient Medical Association, the DPMA, a nonpartisan association of doctors and patients. Ah, nonpartisan. See, even nonpartisan people don't like the bill. Surveyed a random selection of 699 doctors. They didn't survey me. The survey found, look, I don't like Obamacare, but I'm not going to leave. I have a radio career. I'm not going to leave. I'm gonna still try to be there for my patients as much as I can. I don't blame you doctors for leaving. I don't blame you. I'm not trying to sit on my high horse right now. They don't allow a horse in the studio. I'm sitting on one of these cheap chairs that really needs some WD-40, by the way. Scott, I put in a request with supplies for WD-40, please. I'm not gonna leave. I know I dislike the bill. I'm not gonna leave. Anyway, the survey found that the majority have thought that bailing out of their careers over the legislation. Oh, the majority have thought about bailing. You know what? There's so many reasons to leave the medical profession. Honestly, Obamacare was just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest. I see you guys calling in. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll, yeah. It's a piece of work, and I think doctors had, remember, there's not a lot of incentive to be a doctor. And people, you know, in the olden days, people liked doctors. If you said, hi, I'm a doctor, they would say, oh, wow, you know, I trust your opinion, you help save lives with God's help, this, that, you know, people would be really, really positive. Now, it's your fault. It's your fault we're in this mess. I'm almost afraid to tell people I'm a doctor. I want to change the show to Nurse Dahlia. I'm Nurse Dahlia because honestly, I mean, nurses, everybody loves nurses. And I love nurses. Yeah, in fact, I know more nurses. I like nurses even better than a lot of the doctors I know. So maybe we'll switch it to the Nurse Dahlia show, although I'm not qualified. I don't have enough experience and patience to be a nurse. So I wish I did. These guys rock. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, here's another comment for you, Leon in Kentucky. How come the American Medical Association has a quota on how many doctors they'll train? How come pharmaceuticals prescriptions cost a heck of a lot more than they do in foreign countries, Mexico and Canada included?
Yeah.
I think the whole works is in collusion of each other when it comes to what the general public is paying. So I think there's more to this to see the eye.
No, I agree, but you brought up a couple things. The quotas for people going to medical school, the only time I've heard of possibly there being a quota was, I believe, the AMA a while back had urged residencies to not limit graduates from international schools. But I don't want to say there's quotas. I know there's residency fillings. And residency fillings, some programs only have four. Like, for example, I went to the University of Nevada School of Medicine residency program for family medicine. They only took four people. And it wasn't so much a quota to limit the amount of doctors as they had to pay you. Now, what did residents make back then? What did we make? I think it was somewhere like $29,000 to $33,000 a year. And then, of course, doing the 36-hour shifts back-to-back, we calculated it was about $1.60 an hour. I forget the math. But that's all the school had for budget. Now, you wonder, you're like, why don't more schools open up to more students, more residencies, or, you know, open up to more training? But from what we understand, there's not enough students that are filling the residencies when they graduate. There's not enough. And so I don't think there's a quota issue at this point, because I don't think we could attract enough people into the medical profession, especially primary care. Now, you did bring up a very good point about why pharmaceuticals are cheaper in other countries. Oh, absolutely. You know, I was watching Hangover 2, and I love Hangover 2. And the cute guy, Bradley Cooper, was shot, and I guess he said it only cost $6 in Bangkok. Yeah, there were butts in the movie too, but yeah, he has a cute butt. $6 in Bangkok to deal with his bullet. I mean, again, this is a movie, this is Hollywood, but absolutely, things are cheaper in other countries. Now, why? Well, you know, every now and then you hear about these huge lawsuits and huge settlements that American pharmaceutical companies go through. They don't seem to have that. Like in Canada, they have a lot of controls on the liability. I hate to use the word control because we don't like government and control. But there's caps. You can't sue in these other countries like you do in the States. And, you know, in America, for example, the gentleman in Las Vegas, one of the CEOs of Hard Rock Hotel, who overdosed, not overdosed, excuse me, he had committed suicide, and he had Ambien in his system, a fairly new prescription of Ambien. Well, lawyers are suing Sanofi for any link to Ambien and suicide. So you see, there's always lawsuits hitting these companies and settlements, etc. But that still, to me, doesn't, I mean, I can't stand the fact that medications are expensive for my patients. I can't stand that. I mean, I love that they're samples and I help my patients out, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous. When Plavix was $131 a month, that is absolutely ridiculous. So I'm in 100% agreement with that. Why isn't the cost of drugs and pharmaceuticals, I mean, even if something costs $5 a pill, then you'd think it would be $5 a pill anywhere. But the other thing, too, from what I understand in Canada, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of you from Canada, the medication can differ greatly depending on small town versus large town. Whereas in America, it's all the same price. So, for example, the government could allow a drug, if it's in an area that's underserved, to be a heck of a lot cheaper than in other parts of the country. Whereas in America, the drug cost has to be somewhat uniform throughout the pharmacies. I'm not sure. Again, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm just trying to, you know, pull this out of my sigmoid colon, because I agree. One of the reasons our healthcare system is a mess that it's in is, you know, we could get the patient into the doctor sometimes. We could diagnose a patient with diabetes, diagnose a patient with heart disease, but then they can't fill the prescriptions we give them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll get to more of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please follow us also on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow us on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Scott working the dials. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, this is Anthony out of Tennessee.
Hey.
I just wanted to comment. I understand also what you're saying about the insurance and some of the reforms we should do, but I think we should also look at discounting some of the services and the equipment that is being used. Charging patients or charging insurance companies $5,000 to $8,000 just to come to a home residence and change bandages is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That is too high of a cost, and some of that should be changed. Because, you know, they're billing insurance companies that much money, and prices go up.
Right.
So, you know, maybe we should look into doing that, too.
Oh, absolutely. That should be one of the first things we do. But, you know, I don't know how long you've been listening to my show, Anthony, and I appreciate for you listening and calling in. But, my, you know, we keep talking about this. I really miss the way medicine used to be done, you know, when you didn't have insurance companies. You know, you saw the doctor at the time. I don't know if you paid $5 or $10. Although I have an old dental receipt. I have a receipt from, I believe, 1909. and it looks like a receipt for $100 for dental work. That's a lot of money. So maybe dentistry was expensive back then. Honestly, I tried to look at it. Maybe it was $10. Now it looked like $100. It's cool. I need to take a picture of some of my antiques. I have a whole bunch of antiques and, you know, old receipts and, you know, things like that. And I'm really into medical antiques. By the way, if any of you guys know a dealer, let me know, because I'm looking for a couple other things. I have a blood pressure cuff used during World War II. I have toothpaste from the 1920s. It wasn't toothpaste. It was zinc powder. I have a vaginal speculum for the turn of the century. I'm not really sure what I'm doing with that, but I thought it was cool. I do have an anoscope. I do have an old stethoscope. I have an old hearing aid, which basically looks like a trumpet. Anyway, so I need to add to my collection of antiques. I think I got almost every orifice covered in my collection. But I think it's absolutely ridiculous that because insurance underpays doctors, the cash price skyrockets. The whole process is absolutely stupid, right? A doctor charges, let's say, and this is being very conservative, $100, all right? Insurance company says you only deserve $32.42. The patient pays the $30, we pay the $2.42. Or, what's another one I see a lot? $25.87. So, patient pays $25, insurance company pays $0.87. That is ridiculous. It's asinine. Absolutely. It to me, it's criminal. So, the doctor is still only making $25-$30 on the patient visit. Yet, because he can't make it on that, not with malpractice, not with cost of waging, workman's comp insurance, billing software, billing staff, mail, everything, rent, power, etc., supplies, the $25 doesn't cut it anymore. So that $100 is still a price that still stands, and who usually pays for it? The cash patient. You know, in the olden days, in the less than olden days, there were some insurances that would pay 80 cents on the dollar. But as more insurance companies are paying 30 cents on the dollar or 87 cents on the dollar and making the patients pay the rest, if the patient doesn't pay, the doctor's only making 87 cents on the dollar, of course you're going to see these exorbitant amounts rise. Because these hospitals and these, for example, a hospital, if people are coming to the ER not paying, let's say it costs, and again, we're being really conservative, let's say it costs $1,000 to take care of that one patient. And if that patient didn't pay, you have to hope you get $2,000 on the next patient to cover that one patient. Now, again, should it even really cost $1,000? Who knows? But, even nurses. You know, we're talking about nurses, and God bless them. They're the backbone of our medical system. But remember when the nurses were striking in California, Northern California, and we found out that many of these nurses were making 120 to 130 grand a year. All right? Your RNs are making that kind of money in California, which means if they're married to another RN, then they're considered wealthy and they probably are going to be taxed, et cetera, accordingly. If you are staffing your ER with RNs, which you need, and LPNs, but usually RNs, and they're making $120,000, $130,000 each, the costs keep going up. Do I think it's ridiculous for there to be a $5,000 bill to change bandages? Absolutely. Honestly, even my price I send to insurance companies, I still wouldn't want cash patients to pay. I wouldn't. So we've completely converted how we charge patients and charge insurance companies, because I don't want our patients pay more than $50 a doctor visit, and still I think that's high for a lot of them. But the problem is the expenses aren't going down. I mean, what if we just got rid of insurance companies completely for at least the regular doctor visits? Then we don't have to have billing staff. We don't have to have billing software. But the only problem is that now that things are going computerized, these electronic medical systems are already close to $100,000 per practice. And that's only if you have four doctors. Imagine if you have more. If you have four providers, you're already at $100,000. That's for a cheap electronic record system. So at that point, you might as well bill because you already dropped $100,000 into the system. And by the way, the $100,000 doesn't cover your monthly fees. So you can't just stop one aspect of this whole healthcare mess. It's so multifaceted. It's so convoluted. Telling a healthcare company, quit charging $1,000, only charge maybe 10 or 20% above cost. Remember, they're not getting paid on every claim. You know, one thing I suggested years ago, and I know none of you liked this, I wouldn't like it as a patient, but one thing I suggested is why can't patients pay the doctor the $25 to $50 cash and they bill the insurance? Well, no, Dr. Dyer, because insurance doesn't pay. Exactly. The insurance companies don't pay 100% of the claims. I can't tell you how many times when we do our 30, 60, 90 audits, we just keep rebilling the insurance company. We ask, go, oh, but we did pay you. We're like, yeah, show us a check. Oh, I guess the check wasn't cash. We'll mail you out one again. Yeah, right. Yeah, or, oh, I never got the claim. We get that all the time. And luckily, because of our electronic software with billing, we show proof that the claim was sent out. We spend more time fighting claims that weren't paid than claims that were. And so, of course, you can't just hope that $25 or $30 or $50 covers it. It won't, because you're probably only getting paid on two or three out of every five patients. And this is why doctors are leaving. The stretch report, 83%, I'm not that surprised. I'm not surprised at all. And if you think malpractice insurance is going down anytime soon, it won't. Patient wages or employee wages aren't going down. The power bill's not going down. Supplies aren't going down. So telling the medical industry to not overly charge, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's a great start. But we also need to work on everything else that the doctor or the hospital has to come out and pay for. So if the hospital is dealing with uninsured patients who aren't paying, then we need to figure out how to take care of these uninsured patients so they aren't taxing the hospitals, because hospitals are going under themselves. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's what Obama's care for. Obamacare is for. No, it's not. All right, when we come back, let's talk about shark attacks. I love talking about sharks. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, one of the spookiest movies was Jaws, wasn't it? I still get scared when I see that. I mean, Jaws 1. The other Jaws, it's old. What are they up to now? Jaws 7? It's kind of old. Oh, I know there was a Piranha movie. Please, Piranha movie. Anyway, so this girl, she was 16 years old, was vacationing in Hawaii, and was apparently bit by a shark. She didn't even realize it. She's in Maui. She's recovering from her injuries after getting stitches. She said everybody had seen her on the news that they thought she was a celebrity, so she still had a pretty cool vacation. You know, having been all over the news, Sage St. Clair of Livermore, California. Apparently, they were just waiting in the water, wading, no more than 4 feet high. By the way, I apologize. I don't have a lisp, but I bit my tongue. You know when you bite your tongue and then you get kind of a canker sore? right? No, no, it's not oral herpes. It's, you bite your tongue and then you get a canker sore and it hurts so badly that you have difficulty speaking. That's what's been my problem. So I apologize if I'm not enunciating my consonants or my vowels or dangling my participles like I should. Right? We in Las Vegas, we dangle a lot. Anyway, the water was no more than 4 feet high. Well, I don't dangle much since I've been married. I keep my participles in their place. Unless, of course, I have a wardrobe malfunction. The water was no more than 4 feet high, and the girl's father felt something on his back. Sage felt a sharp pain on her leg. She began to scream, which, by the way, many people say don't scream when you get bit by a shark. Well, well, what do you say? I would be freaking out. I would be screaming, John, I'm like, everybody get out of the water, get out! And I'm like, run! So, what do you do? What do you do? All right. So, looks like more great white sharks have been spotted off Cape Cod. According to a source here, they're saying near Massachusetts, of course, they saw great. Now, you know, people always ask me, okay, so what sharks? Because, you know, there's tiger sharks. There's nice sharks. There's mean sharks. Great white shark, to me, is probably one of the bad ones, I would say. I think tiger sharks. Not many of the shark species. There's, what, 360 of them? Great white tiger bull shark. Boy, if you say that fast, especially with my bit tongue, bull shark could sound like a real dirty word. So I got to be careful saying bull shark. That's a bunch of bull shark. And then oceanic white tip sharks. My guess is you could tell they're a white tip because the tip of their nose is white. I'm just throwing that out there. But great white sharks are, I believe, you know, what the movie Jaws used, even though the shark really looked fake. It still scares me. Anyway, photographed off Monomoy Island and South Beach in Chatham. Tuesday's sighting, so this just happened a couple days ago. No, about a week ago. Approximately 16 feet in length. Well, why am I reporting this a week later? Doe. Oh, someone's in trouble. Scott. That's my fault. All right. So apparently they were 16 feet in length while skimming along the surface, chasing seals. Bathers in Chatham. This is coming from a British article. They call them bathers, sunbathers. Please don't bathe in the ocean. We don't want to see it. Have been very hesitant to go back in the water. I almost thought they said Jews. I grew up watching Jews. No, I grew up watching Jaws. A woman told, see, they really got to watch a lot of us who don't wear reading glasses when we should. I grew up watching Jews. Come on. Yep. People of all faiths going to the beach. I grew up watching Jaws back in the 70s and have vivid memories. I don't want to relive that. Honestly, shark attacks, they're a lot more common than we think. So what do you do? Okay, well, I looked up what to do, because I am not an oceanographer. Really, Dr. Dahlia, you aren't an oceanographer? No, I'm not. Yeah, I know I sound like it. And, of course, I thought one of the funniest sites, not funniest, was WikiHow. All right, don't worry, it's not WikiLeaks. It just, some of these other sites were a little boring, so this is what they say. Let's see if we agree with it. Number one, they say remain calm. While you want to get out of water quickly if a shark attacks, you cannot outswim a shark. Yeah, they haven't seen me scared that a shark is nearby. They say do not try to sprint or do not try to outswim the shark. It's important to keep your wits about you so you can continuously appraise the situation and figure out how to get to safety. Keep my wits. Oh, Scott says white tip sharks have white tips on their fins. I thought it could have also been a shoe thing, like a white tip shoe. Okay. Sharks don't wear shoes. Thank you, Scott. Boy, Scott's good. Man. All right. I know. Oh, poor Kyle. He may not get this time slot back. Okay, number two, they say keep your eye on the shark at all times. I would be keeping my eye on the beach or the boat that I want to get away from the shark from, but they say keep your eye on the shark. Sharks may retreat temporarily and then try to sneak up on you. Don't let this happen. To be able to defend against the shark, you must know where it is, so make every effort to watch the animal even as you're trying to escape. So underwater, all right, tell him that he didn't sneak up on you. Tell him so he knows he didn't do a sneak shark attack. You need to let him know that you see him. Okay, next, get into a defensive position. We all know about positions, none of the positions we did back in high school. If you can't get out of the water right away, they say try to reduce the shark's possible angles of attack. If you're diving, back up against a reef or rock outcropping or solid obstruction. So the problem is my booty's a little bit plump, so unfortunately they got meat at all angles on me. In open water, get back to back with another swimmer or diver so you could kung fu taekwondo his butt. All right, gradually surface together to get back to the boat. Now, they say, if you don't have anyone around and you are scuba diving, blow bubbles. The sharks don't like bubbles, and they may leave you alone. If you can get bubbles out of your breathing mask, you know how else to get bubbles in the water. Right. Yeah, so there's, you could do a lot, especially, I think a lot of us, so blow bubbles. Okay, and then they say don't play dead. You don't want to play dead in the water because the water makes you move and you don't look dead. They say try to do a hard blow to the shark's eyes or gills or the snout, and it may retreat. If you have a spear gun or pole, use it, right? Don't just wave it for help. Aim for the head, specifically the eye. You can wave it. If you don't have a weapon, improvise. Use your object. Use any object you have, your camera. Always carry a knife. When my husband scuba dives, he always has a knife because his gun doesn't go, you know, work well in the water. If you have nothing around, use your own body. I got a couple double D's. I can knock them out. Aim for the shark's eyes, gills, or snout with your fists, elbows, knees, and feet. Let me see here. Try to get out of the water. They say if a boat is nearby, they say call out calmly for them to come to you, but loudly. Calmly, I'd be like, there's a shark! Hurry, there's a shark! Get me out of here now! If you are near shore, swim quickly but smoothly. Thrashing will attract the shark's attention. I swim thrashingly because that's all I know to swim. They go, use the breaststroke. Very easy for me. If my breast could stroke in the water, fine by me, whatever gives me the momentum. And then get medical attention. All right. Get medical attention. All right, Android users, download the app, the Dr. Dahlia app. See?
All right, tell him.
See? That's the Dr. Dahlia app. Download it. All right, we'll be back for the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.